This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Psalms 73 to 89 is the third book. Psalms 90 to 106 is the fourth book. And Psalms 107 to 150 is the fifth book. David, the contributor to many of the Psalms, is dealing now with many situations in his life. No one knows. Scholars have been trying to figure out exactly what was going on in David's life at this moment when he penned Psalms 27. But if we to understand the contextual implications here, we can deduce that David has been through some rough times. David had walked on some tricky terrain. He had had some hard circumstances in his life, and I'm quite sure that we can all agree with David, we've had some troubles in our life. We've had some situations in our lives that we have named unfavorable. And I wonder, is there anybody here this morning that can testify and say, preacher, I've been there. I've got the t-shirt to prove it. As a matter of fact, I'm in it right now. I'm dealing with some things that I can't see no exit, but I trust God anyway. Is there anybody with some anyway trusting God moments? I don't see how I'm going to get out of this, but I trust God anyway. Everybody have turned and walked away from me, but I'm left me standing all by myself. And you know, there are times when God allow people to walk away because you're too depending on them and not on him. And so he allows them to walk out of your life, and you have no other choice but to lean and depend. And you just heard the psalmist said, I've learned to lean and depend on him. David, in this psalm, he said, through it all, I've discovered something. In verse 1, he talks about his triumphs in his past. He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He said, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Then David said, let me take this thing a step further. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come to eat up my flesh, they will stumble. Now, you notice in verse 2, he didn't say, if my enemies. He says, when my enemies. Don't you dare be naive to believe that you're so close to God that you don't have no enemies. You know, we ask the Lord to dispatch angels on our defense. But let me warn you, as God dispatches angels, Satan dispatches demons. Let me say it again. As God dispatches angels, Satan dispatches demons. And my brothers and sisters, let me tell you, I don't care how many scriptures you can quote, you're going to still be on a satanic attack. I don't care how close you are to God, never be naive to believe that this devil is just going to back off you. Y'all need to quit all this foolishness howling about, I bind the devil. How you going to bound the Satan when God haven't bound him yet? How you going to do what God hasn't done yet? God didn't give you no authority to bind Satan. He said, resist the devil and he will flee. Now, he didn't say the devil won't come back. How many can resist the devil, but he came back again? He keeps coming back again, but the more he comes, the more God brings me power. Somebody ought to stand up in here right now and just praise God. I may be on a satanic attack, but God is giving me the grace I need. He says, the Lord is my light. What David is saying here in verses 1 and 2, he is saying that the Lord had to help me get out of some things. I didn't have the power to get out myself. David begins the song by declaring his personal faith in God. Notice the threefold words he uses in verse 1. He says, light, salvation, and strength. As God being my light, he delivers me from darkness. As God being my salvation, he delivers me from damnation. As God being my strength, he delivers me from defeat. And I'm glad to testify this morning, if it had not been for God's delivering power, you and I would have been in bad shape. And let me tell you this, don't you think that you can beat Satan on your own? He's been around too long. I'm not giving him praise, but I got to warn you. He's been around too long. He knows too many things. He has access to many things that you're in denial about. And the only way you can defeat Satan is with God on your side. He said, the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He's my light. And David said, if God is all of that to me, then why shall I be afraid? And why should I allow you to bring fear in my life? He says, when the wicked and my enemies come up to eat up my flesh, they will stumble and they will fall. Y'all just miss your praise.
Thank you, God.
When they come up against you, they're going to stumble and they're going to fall. What David is saying, you're not going to see them coming. But God has his eye on you. I just want to talk to a small group of people that God has blessed you so that you were walking into a trap. But he gave you another direction. And you look back and said, if I'd have kept walking, I'd have fell dead in it. Come on, I wish I had somebody to testify. That was God looking out for you. David says, he says in verse 3, though they may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, here we go, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. Let me stop right there. Now, I know a few years ago, a pandemic showed up. By law of the land, we had to stay out. Okay, now, there's no more excuses. The doors of the church are back open again. And I'm sick and tired of people giving excuses why they're not in church. But when I see you everywhere else. I had a member I ran across in Walmart. I said, baby, we miss you. We want you to come back to church. She said, well, pray for me, but I still feel it's a little too dangerous. I said, sweetie, we standing in the middle of Walmart. The same God that kept you in Walmart, he'll keep you in his house. I wish I had somebody to tell. David said, what's going to help me if I keep dwelling in the house of the Lord? And when I come to church, I come to church for a purpose. I just don't put on, we shouldn't just put on our Sunday best, make up our face all pretty and have our hair looking all well just to come here and stare at each other. If your makeup is stopping you from praising God, show up ugly. If your hair is stopping you from praising God, don't go to the hair salon on Saturday. Put on a girlfriend and let her get wet up. You need to come to church and praise God because he's been good to you last week. Many is in their grave, and many in this church have had COVID, and he still blessed you to be alive, and you walk in God's house and still sit on him. Something is wrong. You worried about COVID? I'm covered. Watch this. David, because of his pending future now, number two, because of his pending future, he says, even when I get into the house of the Lord, all the days of my life, he said, I'll behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. David said, when I get in there, when I get in his temple, I ain't worrying about who's looking at me. I ain't worrying about who's laughing at me. I ain't worrying about they saying it don't take all of that to praise God. I didn't come here for you anyway. I came here to give God praise, and I came here to give God glory. Is anybody walked in here feeling like David felt? I just want to give God what I owe him. Give him my praise. David said, when I get in the temple, I'm going to lift up my hands. I'm going to lift up my voice. And if I'm physically able, I'm going to lift up my body and let the world know if it had not been for the Lord on my side. I wonder, God looks down on us when we shows up in his temple. And God is looking at you. All the hell that you've been through, God say, I brought you out of it. Many of you were on your hospital bed. Family members was already fighting over your possessions. They were already writing out your obituary. And God added more years to your life. Oh, I wish I had somebody to testify. I'm looking at our parents and our teachers that are in here. Look at what's happening to the schools all over the world. People are walking in shooting babies. Parents, teachers are shielding children, losing their lives to shield children from bullets. But here your child have been to school, come back home. Teachers, you have been to school, you've come back home. God just keep on protecting us here in Alexandria. And when I say God is good to our children, we shouldn't sit down on God. If God is good to our teachers, we shouldn't sit down on God. We should praise God. Then watch this. David said, in verse 5, that we are not exempt from trouble. Uh-huh. But watch what he says. Here's your praise cue. He said, in a time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. And when we look at a pavilion, let me take you to Sunday school just for a minute. At the time of war, the king would go out with them to war. But on the battlefield, the king will be placed in a tent that's called a pavilion. And around that tent would be armed guards. That means before you get to the king, you have to go through those expert war men. Y'all didn't get what I'm saying. If God is hiding me in a pavilion, war is all around me, but you can't get to me because I'm protected by God. Oh, y'all, to get what I'm saying. You know when you say you to put on the whole armor of God, the helmet, the shield, the breastplate, all of these things, but you notice he never tells you to put on nothing to guard your back. He said, if you got the front covered, I got your back. God will hide you in a pavilion. and the enemy cannot get to you, even with trouble all around you. How many can testify and say, preacher, I recall a day when trouble was on my left, my right, my front, and my back, but I still had a praise on my lips. I still was able to get on my knees and trust God anyway. That was God hiding you in his pavilion. Watch this. This is gonna blow your mind wide open. Watch how God hides you. He hides you in a pavilion, in the secret place of the tabernacle. He shall hide me. Watch this. Y'all ready? Look at verse 5. And he shall set me on a rock. Wait a minute. If I'm on a rock, then I'm not hidden. Other folk can see me. God, I'm confused here. Because if you're hiding me, it seems like the only one that should be able to see me is you. But now you're saying you're putting me on a rock. That means that you can see me and my enemies can see you. But God is saying, I'm putting you on a rock so high, they can see you but can't touch you. They can see you but can't get to you. Oh, y'all don't get what I'm saying. When God is blessing you, the only thing your enemies can do is just see you. They can lie on you and talk about you, but it won't touch you. I wish I had somebody that's been blessed by God, and you know the enemy was all around you, but still they couldn't touch. You ought to tell your neighbor, you can't touch this. You can't touch this because God got me on a rock. In other words, he's hiding me in plain sight. And watch what David said. He said, now shall my head be lifted up above all my enemies around about me. Therefore, will I offer tabernacles of sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. You know what David is saying in verse 6? It's time to cancel the pity party. He said, yeah, you have trouble. Yeah, you have enemies. Quit walking in God's house hollering about who ain't spoke to you, who walked past you, who looked and shook everybody else's hand, but they ain't shake my hand. You ain't come here to be shaking hands with anybody anyway. God said, I thought you came here to lift me up. If you came here to lift me up, then you can ignore the rest of that foolishness. If you need a hand, just let my hand be on you. David said, I'll sing praises, and I'll sing praises unto the Lord. Now, David didn't say that I'm going to lead the song. He just said, I'm going to sing praises. Everybody, help me out, J.F. Don't leave me on the limb by myself, Charles. Everybody is not qualified to lead. Look at y'all got scared. Well, if they got a voice, these rebels don't make. Nah, the Bible says let all things be done in decency. And if you ain't qualified to lead, then you out of order. But even though if I'm not qualified to lead the song, don't mean I can't sing the song. Y'all didn't get what I'm saying. If I got to sing backup, then I sing backup. My backup, my singing, it still goes to God Almighty. Almost through, y'all. Verse 7, he said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. And when thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. So when you walk into the tabernacle, you walking into the tabernacle to seek God's face. You got people saying, I'm going to church to find me a wife. I'm going to church to find me a husband. Who say every woman in church is good? Who say every man in church is right? Some men don't know they men. Some women don't know they women. Oh, Lord, you got quiet on me, Nana. I ain't throwing out no stones. Well, I'm just trying to tell you. When you come into the Lord's house, you don't come here looking for husband and wife. David said, I walk in seeking the Lord. And whoever you need in your life, allow the Lord to bring them in. But he said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, then everything you need will be added. David said, I came in here seeking the Lord. He said, although my enemies was about me, he said, I walked in seeking. We just about through, y'all. We're gonna wrap it up. David says in verse 9 and 10, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, Lord, you will take me up. Look what he says in verse 9. David confesses, Lord, I know I've done some things that upset at you. I know I did some things that made you angry with me. But God, I need you now more than ever. And how many can testify that you've done some things that upset the Lord? Come on, don't get holy on me now. You just up shouting a few minutes ago. You should shout on this. I've done some things, preacher. God could have slapped me deaf and in my grave, but somebody prayed for me in spite of me. God made a way out of no way. Now, I don't want to talk to that group talking about what you did before you met Christ. I need to talk to the group that messed up after you met Christ. Stepped in some things after you met Christ. Said some things after you met Christ. Been some places you shouldn't have been after you met Christ. But yet, he loved you enough to forgive you and wash you and give you a brand new start. Is there anybody can praise him right now for a brand new start? I can't use yesterday's mercy. I need today's mercy. Every morning, new mercies I see. David says, when my mother and father forsake me, he say, Lord, just take me up. What he is saying here simply is this. You're saying when everybody walks away from me, when everybody gets tired of me, and God, I have nobody else to depend on. You say, Lord, just take me up. When I turn around and my friends won't text me back, they see me calling and they decline my call. God, I need you to be by my side. And you ought to be able to tell somebody that I ain't scared of you. Laugh at me if you wanna. Point at me when I'm up praising God. It's amazing how some people act in church when somebody is giving God the praise. You have in church a group called whisperers. What they would do is whisper all through church. When the choir is up singing, they're whispering. They don't have to sing that long. When the deacon is reading the scripture, they're whispering. He doesn't have to read that many scriptures. When the man start praying, they saying, come on, you don't have to thank everybody. By Lord, but that's okay. You just keep on whispering. While you whisper, I worship. And I wonder, is there anybody here right now can say, Reverend, I ain't scared of no one here. I came here to give God praise. I came here to give God worship. And it makes no difference if my praise and worship gets on your nerves. It doesn't matter to me if you shake your head how I praise the Lord. You don't know the things the Lord has brought me out of. You don't know the things the Lord has brought me through. And I wonder, under the sound of my voice, is there anybody here can testify and say, if it had not been for the Lord standing by my side, if it had not been for the Lord leading and guiding me, I wouldn't be here. I would just be a memory. But look at me. I'm a testimony that the Lord can make a way out of no way. He walks with me, he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. And I don't want to cheerlead you in the praise, but I want you to know how the Lord looks at you. He watched over you all night long. He watched over you all last week as you drove to and fro. He kept you from all hurt and danger. There are many in here right now. You've been traveling up and down the dangerous highways. You've been flying the friendly skies. But the plane didn't crash and the car didn't wreck. You ought to shut up right now and say, Lord, I thank you for bringing me back safe. Is there anybody here willing to tell the devil, I ain't scared of you? Come on, bring all your artillery. Come on, bring all you want, because the God I serve, he sits high and he looks low. Let me warn you, the devil gets angry when you praise God anyway. You're hurting, but you praise God anyway. Things are not going the way you want them to go, but you walk in Mount Zion and you praise God anyway. Friends have walked off and left you. Family lying and talking about you. But you came in the Mount Zion with your hands in the air, praising the Lord anyway. Let me warn you, he's waiting on you when church is over. He's going to have something when church is over. But you tell the devil, it makes no difference what you're trying to do. At this moment, I'm going to give God a praise, because I ain't scared of you. Because the Lord, he said, those who are holding my hand, the devil and hell can't pluck them out. Is there anybody here in God's hands? Is there anybody here that's leaning and depending on God? If you know he's good, somebody ought to praise him. If you know he's been good to you, somebody ought to wave their hand. Jesus, he died on the cross. He told death, I ain't scared of you. He told the grave, I ain't scared of you. He died on an old rugged cross. But earlier, y'all know what happened. Early Sunday morning, he looked at death. He said, I told you I wasn't scared of you. Give me the victory. He looked at the grave and said, I told you I wasn't scared of you. Oh, power is in my hand. Do you have that power? Is God all right? Do